KEA-TFM. Meeting today, and AKBB. Do you know the password to ask a question like that? I do. It's FBI. Okay, for your ears only, so everybody else turn off your radios. It is at the Cozy Cabin on 12 Mile, east of DeQuinder. Very good. Well, I'm mobiling it there now. I should get there in the nick of time. Did you receive your mailed invitation? Because you need to bring that. I did not. Obviously you didn't, because you would have known where it was at the invitation, because it says right on the invitation where we're meeting at, and you were supposed to RSVP. But since it's been a while since you've done it, we'll grant you some clemency and let you show up today with no penalties. Well, that's good to know. Yes, today is kind of a mediocre day for Wally World, so I like that. So, how have you been, sir? I'm going to put my seatbelt on, too. Give me a second.
Oh, me, I just can't, you know. I'm still on, like, 2 week holiday mode, even though I am retired, but there's just stuff we got to do. Everything goes back to normal Monday morning, or in some cases, abnormality in my case. And, everybody will be back to work. The dogs will be where they're supposed to be. And I got chiropractic on Monday, because they took 2 weeks off. So did my physical therapy. So, yep, it all gets back to normal on Monday, or abnormal in my case.
Yeah, well, in one breath, I want to retire. I can do it. But in the other breath, I got a lot of cool trips planned. That's on the company dime that I want to do. One of them is in Punta Cana on the company dime, so I don't really want to give any of that up.
Well, while you're there, don't forget to map out for tower sites and repeater sites and things like that that we could, you know, eventually use. And then when you do retire down there, you can still talk to us.
No, I ain't moving there. I'm not leaving the country. I'm just going to visit and say hi. But hey, Elon can help us. We can beam up and beam back down with one of his low orbit satellites. That's his goal.
Yeah, everybody will have one of those little white half-angled tent antennas on the roof of their house. Like little, what do they call them? Like the tinfoil hat thing. If you see those little white angled flat dishes that point to the sky, that person runs, that guy's an Elon Musk fan.
Yeah, we already got a guy that's in our group that could probably help us with us. He knows a lot about talking into the space. We can use Captain Don, WACPT, and get him to set up all of these global-like repeaters. Or when we travel, we can just bring one with us. I wonder if the Hammy rules follow if you go up and down instead of terrestrial. That's a question specifically.
Like everything else that this satellites, you know, he's got a bazillion satellites up in space, and all you gotta do is have that little thing on your house. I know they're making portable kits now, so if you're out in the middle of nowhere in no man's land where there is no service of any kind and you have to have a sat phone or some other form of satellite communications, Elon Musk's company already sells something that'll fit in the size of your backpack and be able to still stay connected with his network of satellites. So if it'll work for that, and why can't it work for, you know, radio communications, you know, be it amateur radio, GMRS or something legit?
Oh, I'm sure it will, and I'm sure it can. There's enough of creative people in this hobby or sport or business or whatever term we want to use to make all of that happen. So, but yeah, so 19 degrees and heading southwest on beautiful I-94, going right by one of Sean's responsible towers.
Okie dokie. See you in a little bit. Safe travels all the way out here, and we're just sitting here chilling. W8RCY. We'll see you when you get there.
I shall be there. NAKPP. Mobile in it.
K8RUH.
Mr. CWF, good morning. W8RCY, waving a hand.
Good morning, sir. I will see you at the restaurant.
We appreciate the heads up. We'll save you a seat at the head table.
Actually, I need 2 feet. I'm bringing a guest.
Okay. Copy that. We might have to move a couple of the normal people that sit at the head table to the kids' table to make that guest of yours fit, but we'll make it work. W8RCY is standing by, actually sitting, but same difference.
U8VR Uber.
W8FU is sitting sis.
There was a double there. Sean, go ahead.
Nothing important to say.
The other party that doubled, go ahead.
When you said you were sitting, I was asking if you were waiting for your Uber, but I heard your Uber.
Copy that. W8RCY.
Morning, Wally.
Morning, Sean. I am mobile in front of the old Gibraltar, heading south by southwest.
What's got you out and about on a Saturday morning heading south?
I'm going to the breakfast place to come visit some friends of mine, but I didn't RSVP, so I'm going to have to do some talking at the door, I guess.
The secret password is smelly ham, and I think the secret handshake is, I'll figure that one out.
See that? I had the password wrong. I thought it was just FBI, something simple, something I wouldn't forget, but now I know. How you been?
Pretty good. Just kind of like a slow roll. I got some stuff for this evening I got to take care of with the grandkids, but other than that, pretty uneventful. Kind of anticlimactic after the 2 weeks of holiday festivities.
Yeah, same here. I took Mama to Bubba's last night. couldn't get a table, but we got a spot at the bar. We had dinner there. They messed it all up, but they still have pretty good food there. So that was our night full adventure. Then we met my work partner up there at Zapp in Fairhaven. But we were totally good. We were home by 11, so that was my event. And today, we get to go headboard shopping, because we have to get a new headboard for the event. So, and I guess we're going down to that Jansen's, whatever it is, down there in Roseville. I guess that's supposed to be quite the place. So that's my festivities for the day.
Well, I'm glad to hear you guys have busted a headboard already. That sounds promising. You have to get a padded one next time.
You know, I wondered why they had padded ones, but Nice has told me. The one I got now and the one I had was like wrought iron. So, and then I had a wicker one, and then we had to get a bigger bed because her dog has to sleep with us, and the bigger bed and the headboard didn't go together. So that's all the drama in the main household. It's all the rave.
Well, that sounds like a fun-filled day, shopping for a headboard. So, all right, we're here early. Go in and make a hole. We'll see you when you get here. You're probably about 10 minutes out, based on where you were last reported. So we'll see you when you get here.
Very good. Tell the bouncer I'll be there. W8FU and 8KBB.
W8FU.
W8RCY. 88OG from W8RCY. W8RCY is clear.
You weren't looking for me, you were looking for somebody else. But was that call sign you were looking for Alpha Delta 8 Oscar Delta?
It was A as in Adam. Delta 8 OG is David.
That's sweet. I just got my license like 2 years ago, something like that, a year and a half ago, something like that. And mine is Alpha Delta 8 Juliet Lima. So J. Allen, his is 88OD. So his came after mine, meaning he's a relatively new extra. I just thought that was something. I know you're looking for somebody else, not me. Thought that would be a relatively new extra. So obviously he's not listening, but if he's listening, congratulations.
Copy that. And no problem. Just checking. There's no harm in that. I've only gotten my text, but I just got on a vanity call sign because I hated my initial call sign. It was a bit of a tongue twister. So, yeah, no problem. No harm. No fault. No foul. Have a good day. Stay warm. W8RCY. Personal here is Donald, and I'm out in
Madison. I'm Sam. Like I said, ADHJL. I'm not real fond of my call sign either. The combination of ADA sounds like the number is 88, and it's kind of annoying from that standpoint. But it is what it is. I'm looking into a call sign, but I'm pretty sure I want to know what I'm doing there. Anyway, ADHJL.
Copy. W-A-R-C-Y. We're clear.
A-T-S-S. W8RCY from W8FU.
Hello, W8RCY.
Yeah, those things sip power. They're designed to just be set and forget. They just sit there and listen and forward packets when they hear them. So just throw it up there on the windowsill and never look back.
Well, I had to bring out a extension cord with it, and the extension cord is one of those with those circuit breaker things on it. So if anything happens to it, at least my apartment won't burn down, you know, as a safety valve, because everything in my apartment's on those things. So, okie dokie, I'll leave it on. I'll just, we'll try it for a week and see how well it works for you guys and see what the range is. I'm surprised that, we are close to each other, but with that wall plus the thickness of the building getting around to the north side, that's quite impressive if it'll work that good.
Yeah, it's all 900 ISM spread spectrum, so it bounces around, finds a hole, and and the spread spectrum makes it a little easier too. So, leaving it on, it'll start to paint a picture of what it can see. Like I know pretty much, having run mine for a few weeks now, I kind of know what it can see, and we'll quickly be able to see over the weekend. We'll be able to see what yours can see, from that location, and if it proves to be a real good ears and whatnot, and real beneficial, we may want to get something a little bit more, formidable or official, there or something like that. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But like I said, if you leave her cooking, we'll be able to paint that picture. All right, anyhow, I'm at the cozy cabin. I got to run inside and pick up the carryout.
Copy all that. All right, enjoy your weekend. I'll leave it running and so on and so forth with no fear. And we'll see how it works. I was going to quick ask you, just to read that screen, is there some way you can put a bigger screen on it for us old blind guys to read it better? I mean, I can read it. I don't need glasses or anything. I have no trouble reading it, but if I wanted to follow it or track the messages, that would be kind of eye straining. So that would be the only thing I would ask, that it could be different, a bigger screen or an easier read screen. But other than that, though, it's an interesting little gadget, and I'm not charging you for, sight space or anything. Okay, get your carry out. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, site leasing fees. But, what we'll do is if that proves to be something worthwhile, then we'll get one configured up there, and then we'll get you hooked up with the phone app. And, it's much better from the phone app. And there's a couple of ways you can do that. If the thing has a, if the thing's connected to your Wi-Fi, then you'll go to it, via Wi-Fi, like a splash page. If it's, if it's not going to be connected to anything, then, you'll just Bluetooth to it. So we'll figure that all out. It's just John had that thing all configured, with his stuff. And if we would have nuked it, we've been sitting there for, a while just getting it reconfigured. So it's easy to do, but, sitting there in the restaurant, not so much. So we'll get one. We'll figure out what it can do, and then, we'll get you hooked up with the phone app. Leave that phone app on there, because that's how you're going to probably connect to it. And either way, whether it be IP or Bluetooth. So, okay, I got to get inside. I think my stuff's probably overdue. She didn't say she wanted anything until I got home. Then she wanted something. Matter of fact, she distinctly said she didn't want anything. And here I am. I'll be back. W8FU.
Well, at least you're not in the doghouse, because of the distinctiveness of the message. W8RCY, we're going to be off the air in about 10, 15 minutes, because we're going to be on the road, and no radios, it's our time, so do take care. W8RCY.
And there you go.
AVAPRNAWL. AVAPRNAWL.
KZHAF mobile. KE8CFM.
KFATC, monitoring.
KFATWF.
WAPAP.